blessed beatitudes. Holy, happy, holy, happy. This ain't God wants you to know, babe. Eight ways to be. Blessed are the humble. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the gentle, of meek and lowly form. They'll be happy. You'll be happy. There's eight God wants you to know, babe. Eight ways to be. Eight ways to be. In Matthew, eight ways to be. In Matthew 5:2, go right there. Blessed are the thirsty for God's righteousness. Blessed are those with mercy. Mercy is what they'll get. Oh, well, they'll be happy. You'll in Matthew. Eight ways to be. In Matthew 5:2, go right there. Blessed are the pure of heart and those who peace to make. Blessed are those who suffer for righteousness' sake. They'll be happy. You'll
drunk or try to get high. It only brings strife. She's got a new life finally. Before she says I'll stay out all night. I wanna live right, so now at midnight I sleep. The angels are gonna be glad and singing today. Yeah. The devil's probably mad. He's going. Doesn't wanna try to get high. Because of Jesus Christ, she's gone to new heights I see. Before she used to pay for good times. There was a steep price, but now the good times are free. With Jesus living within, she's making it now. Yeah. She could never get clean. She got addicted to Christ.
Apologetics with an X, rolling back a few decades with parodies of some classic rock tunes. Jerry Q, the DJ here, along with our partner in parody, Jay, the lead singer and lyricist from Apologetics.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Jerry. It's great to have all you listeners out there. Thank you very much. We start out today with three songs from the year 1965. They were all number one songs from the year 1965, and actually the next three songs we're going to play are also all number one songs from 1965. We start out with Eight Ways to Be, which is a parody of 8 Days a Week by the Beatles. Then we have Addicted to Christ, a parody of Ticket to Ride by the Beatles. And Triune Godhead, a parody of I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. We're going kind of chronologically through 1965, those three all... That's the order in which they came. There were songs in between some of them, but that's basically the gist. And the next three are from later in the year 1965, the ones we're about to play. We have a parody of Herman's Hermits, I'm Henry VIII, I Am, which is a very, very old song. I think it's from the turn of the 20th century, maybe like 1910, 1920 at the latest. And ours is called Herman's Sermon. And then we have Eve of Instruction, a parody of Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. And then finally, from completing this set of songs from 1965, we have a new parody by Apologetics. It's actually a song we did back in 2005, but we finally gave it the full orchestral deluxe treatment, courtesy of our keyboardist, Rich Mannion. That's Tom Milnes on guitars. It's a parody called Yes Today, and the original, of course, Yesterday. Perhaps the most, at one time I know it was, the most covered pop song in history by the Beatles.
Christ said that he knew Abraham, and he was a great I Am, I Am. Find John 13:58 to make sure, and read his words in John 8:24. And every one of his enemies, they would never really understand. But he stated his identity, said he was a great I Am. Second verse frames off the first. Christ said that he knew Abraham, and he was a great I Am, I Am. Find John 13:58 to make sure, and read his words in John 8:24. And every one of his enemies, they would never really understand. But he stated his identity, said he was a great I Am. Yeah!
Isaac 58 to make sure, and read his words in John 8, 24. And everyone of his enemies, they would never really understand.
No, sir.
But he stated his identity, said he was a great I am. Taste, see, am I right? Let him in.
Let him in.
Let him in.
Let him in.
Let him be a great I am, I am. Let him be the great I am.
It's not verboten, they don't believe in war, but what they've done has broken the people the Lord delivered, yet God has spoken, and he tells me. Say, I guess it's been some years, I'm feeling your pain. This is sudden but good, there's hope coming our way. He'll be growing up to save this whole world in a day. Angels swooping down with joy about this baby boy. And they tell me, no, it ain't over. Look over in Bethlehem. Ah, you don't conceive, you're on. Life's cohabitating, I'm sick of fear and constant waiting. I can't miss the truth, God knows our situation. Herod's cruel and sinister, won't act with hesitation. But the Lord sits alone as king in our nation. And you can't expect his gift if you're patient. His goal is to save the world, and yes, to crush Satan. Angels tell me, then they be looking now in Bethlehem, afraid of. Well, you may revere it for David's sake, but men soon will learn it's the same birthplace of one who was to come, the Christ in this case, who can bury our death and show people grace. He's the best darn savior this world could get, so make haste and help me.
If today you should hear his voice, don't turn away. Now's the time that you should kneel and pray, and finally say yes today. Suddenly you might have to spend eternity in a place you never want to be. Say yes today and just believe. Christ, he died for all, there's no soul he wouldn't save. There's just one thing you have to do. Say yes today. Yesterday, seems like such an easy thing to say. All you need is faith, so why delay? Say I believe, and yesterday. Why you might say no, I don't know. I couldn't say. I'd say something's wrong if you don't say yes today. Yesterday might just be a final chance to pray. All you need is faith, so why delay? Say I believe, and yes today.
We're so glad you could join us this week, but you know, if you missed any of the past 52 weeks of shows, you can head over to our flagship station for a binge listen. Check it out at angel95fm.com. Just click on the apologetics icon.
That's right. Make sure you get there fast, though, because time flies, as you will see, because our first two sets were from 1965, but now we've just shot forward 20 years to 1985. And these are all number one songs from 1985 we're about to play for you in the next few sets. We have start out with a song called Can't Fight This Kneeling. That's a parody of Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. It doesn't mean I can't fight the urge to kneel. It's I can't fight what I'm dealing with just by kneeling. I have to stand up sometimes and make a stand, like Moses when he's at the Red Sea and he's crying out to God. And God says, why are you crying out? Get going here. Hold up the rod and get going. Not that you should do that without praying. It's just sometimes we have to act after we pray. Then we have Going to Forget Our Bad Deeds, a parody of a song that was my favorite song back in college, Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds from the movie The Breakfast Club. Then we have the last song in this particular set is A Few Who Have Skill, a parody of A View to a Kill by Duran Duran.
Started out as censorship has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let them know. I tell myself, take a stand, it's now or never. I said there is good reason for my fear. I feel more secure out here forever. I'm getting bolder than I ever thought.
8, 12, first and then 10, 17, it's a surety. God's going to forget our bad deeds. How will you know? Glance here at Romans 8, told you straight from the start. God put a spirit there in your heart, baby.
Inspire, creative gifts for all we need.
Hey, Jay, tell our Apologetics fans how they can grab a few of the tunes they're hearing today, maybe an album or two, or if they want to go all out, your entire collection of 700-plus perfect parodies.
Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, they can just remember to spell the name of the show correctly. Well, spell the name right, like it says in the name of the show. It's Apologetics with an X. That is your key. That is your Rosetta Stone of Apologetics. If you go to out on the internet, you go to Amazon MP3, Spotify, you know, Pandora, Apple Music, any place, just remember to spell it Apologetics with an X, or go straight to the source. That's where you can get the most music. That's apologeticswithanx.com. Apologetics.com. Apologetics with an X. Our next set is more from 1985. This is from the summer of 1985, heading into the beginning of the fall. We have The Power Above, a parody of The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. It's about the Holy Spirit. Of course, he brings the power above, but he is not an it. He gives us the power from above. Then we have Perseverance. It's a parody of John Parr's song, St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion, from the movie St. Elmo's Fire, one of my other favorite movies back in college. And then we're going to close this particular set with Monkeys for Uncles, a parody of Money for Nothing by Dire Straits.
Another man's strength. Change your heart through a little white dove. The Holy Spirit has the power above. Thumb through the Bible, it's quite clear. You're stronger and smarter when you have God's Spirit. If you have Him, good. If you don't, then why? Power above can give you a whole new life. Got
Kramer. Luke and James are dead, as you recall. But baby, sometimes if you feel estranged, you'll find you're not alone. And the theater of pain, they overcame. You know those men did it through his blood. So be strong. Don't think you can't do that much for God. You know in some ways you're a lot like these who went to prison and worse. For Christ they preached. I can see him neutralizing all the things that Satan tries. I'm aware that evil's rising higher and higher. Come on, keep his blind in motion. All I need is share his will. Take the word, my future is bright. His Satan on fire. No. I can take it. I know where I stand. They hold authority, but they won't change God's plan. I can see him neutralizing all the things that Satan tries. I'm aware that evil's rising higher and higher. Go keep his plan in motion while I seek to declare his will. Take my word, my future is bright. His saints will not tire. I've been kind of shy about it up to now, you see. But the fear can't quell God's fire burning in me. Burning in me.
Maybe then a little as it was your mom. They got to insult us to sway others because they're missing the missing links. They got to lose the originator. They got to prove these other theories. That little maggot with the earwig and the stink bug. Their bug is some hair. That little maggot could become an X-Man. That little maggot needs a billion years. They got to insult us to sway others because they're missing the miscellaneous. They got to use their imagination. They got to prove these other theories. Sure they mean well. Situation. They got to prove these other theories. They should have learned they're playing with fire. They could get burned, but they get numb. Look at that drama they got from tricking us with Java, man. Ain't that guy handsome? And what's up with that? Who's that? Why's that annoy us? There ain't no right and wrong, we're like the chimpanzees. All that ain't working. Macroevolution, get your monkeys for uncles in your history. They got to insult us to sway others because they're missing the missing link. They got to lose the originator. They got to prove these other theories. That's the way I view it. I beg to differ on your MT theory. That ain't working. That's no way to prove it. Get your monkeys for uncles in your history.
Monkeys for uncles.
History. Monkeys for uncles. History. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Monkeys for uncles.
Well, please tell all your friends about Apologetics with an X and when and where you listen, and plan to join us next week for a whole new show.
That's right. And we'll be glad to talk with you. We'll have more new songs for you. And this is one from a recent single here. We did this song originally in 2011 as part of a medley, but people for years have been saying, boy, I wish you'd do a full-length version of this. So we finally did. It's a parody of Take On Me by A-ha! And this is our aha moment on the show. And it's called James 1:3. It's dealing about rejoicing in trials because trials produce endurance. Like, trials are a good thing. You can go read the exact quote there, but just remember it's James 1:3. Then we have Rebuild the City, a parody of We Built This City by Starship, taking the place of Mickey Thomas and Grace Slick, our Jay Jackson, and my daughter, Heather Jackson. And then we have Spoken Things, speaking of daughters and kids. This is a song about as a parent I wrote. I'm a father of five. Jerry has a bunch of kids. Do you have three kids, Jerry? Is that right?
Yes, indeed. Three.
Mm-hmm. Three. Yeah, two sons and a daughter. And this is about asking God to guide the things we say and the things we teach with our kids. Anyway, it's called Spoken Things. It's a parody of Broken Wings by Mr.
Jeremiah 29:10. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place.
Don't you remember?
Isaiah 45:13. I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his ways straight. He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free.
A holy place was conquered. Listen to Isaiah, though. Don't you remember? Rebuild this city. Rebuild this city. Our God said so. Rebuild this city. Rebuild this city. Our God said so. Build this city. Rebuild this city. Our God said so. Build this city. Rebuild this city. Our God said so. Build this city. Rebuild this city. Our God said so.
Just show up and teach them God's plan. With time, they'll see the path appear. Unless I make a wall through fear, they need to grow.
listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.